Oh, excuse me. Hello?
Hello, John.
Hiya, Daddy. Are you home?
No, but I'll be there in a minute. I just stopped off at the drugstore to get some aspirin.
Aspirin?
I have to go home and feed the kids.
Well, where's your wife?
Let's not talk about her. My headache's bad enough as it is.
Well, why does your head ache, Daddy?
I didn't get called in this draft either.
Oh.
I'll talk to you later, John. So long.
So long. The only time he'll get peace is when he goes to war. Poor Daddy.
Hey, Snooks.
Yeah?
When's your old man get home?
Any minute, Red. Did you find his electric razor?
No.
Well, how are we going to shave the cat?
Oh, let him go. I'm tired of cutting hair anyway.
Yeah, me too. You think Robespierre looks good with his baldy?
Huh? Well, what do we tell your father when he sees him?
Well, we say he done it himself.
Suppose Robespierre tells him.
Yeah, he's an awful snitch. Shall we conk him?
No, we better leave him alone. He's sleepy now anyhow.
Is he? Did you put him to sleep?
Uh-huh.
How long did it take you?
Only one round. What do we do?
I know. We'll fill a bathtub and let it run over, huh?
What for?
Then we can play Niagara Falls on the stairway.
Oh, that's a sissy game. Besides, we can't fill up the bathtub.
Why not?
Well, Robespierre's sleeping in it.
Oh. He spoils all our fun, don't he?
Well, he's your brother. It ain't my fault.
It ain't my fault, neither. I wasn't even here when they brung him.
Where'd he come from?
Dr. Rice brung him.
Dr. Rice?
Yeah.
Hey, we take from him, too.
Yeah. That's funny, ain't it? He was all red when the doctor brung him.
Yeah, I know. They boil him first.
Yeah.
Well, I think I'll go home.
No, let's look in Mommy's room.
What's in there?
I don't know. You want to look?
Sure. Maybe she's got a girdle. Then I can make a slingshot.
Yeah. Come on. Now, take it easy. Go on through the parlor, Red.
Why?
Because Mommy just waxed the floor.
Oh, that's okay. I won't slip. I got my baseball spikes on.
Well, that's good.
Hey, this is a nice room. Hey, let's play ball in here.
No, no. Let's look in Mommy's room.
Okay. Wow, look at all them bottles.
Mommy puts it on to make us smell good.
What's this?
That's lip rouge. Now let me paint your face with it.
Okay, let's play Indian.
Yeah, and then we can scalp Robespierre again.
Huh? Yeah. Here, give me that stuff. I'll show you how to put it on. Now hold your face up.
Now don't get it in my eye.
I won't. I'm going to make dots in your face. Makes you look mad.
I like that.
Now, there, look in the mirror. Ain't that good?
That's funny. Now let me put some dots on you.
Okay, now take it easy. All right, that's enough. Now let's get some feathers out of the pillows.
And we'll...
Snooks! Holy smoke, your old man's here. Let's hide.
Not in my bedroom.
Snooks!
Okay. You get in bed, and I'll get underneath.
Uh-huh. I'll make believe I'm sleeping.
Shh.
Where the dickens... Oh, there you are. Snooks, what are you doing in bed?
Oh. Hello, Daddy.
Why, look at the mess in this room. Looks like a train ran through it. What happened?
Huh?
What happened to this room?
A train ran through it, Daddy.
Now, stop that. Why, Snooks, what's this on the floor?
Where?
Right here.
Looks like hair, don't it?
It is hair.
Yeah.
Well, what's this hair doing on the floor?
It ain't doing nothing, Daddy.
Well, something's been... Snooks.
Huh?
Let me see your face. Turn to the light. Good heavens. What's that all over your face?
You mean my nose?
No. Those red spots. Why, it looks like...
Ain't you gonna spank me, Daddy?
Why, of course not, dear. I wouldn't dream of spanking you when you're not well.
I don't feel good, Daddy.
I can see that.
Yeah.
Well, here, stick this thermometer in your mouth.
Yeah.
I'm going to call the doctor.
Yeah.
Lie still now.
Yeah. Yeah.
We'll have you well in no time.
Yeah.
Oh, you haven't been near Robespierre, have you?
I was down...
Don't talk. Hello. Hello, Doc. This is Higgins.
Yes, Higgins.
Doctor, I'm afraid Snooks has the measles. Oh, she's in terrible pain, Doctor. Her face is covered with red spots. Her temperature? Oh, just a minute. Snooks, what does that thermometer say?
206.
Thank you. 206, Doctor?
Yeah.
What do you mean I'm crazy?
Yeah.
Oh, let me see that thing, Snooks. Oh, I can't read it. My hands are shaking. I'll call you back. Snooks, did you go near Robespierre?
No, Daddy.
Now tell me the truth, Snooks.
Why?
Because measles is a contagious thing, and you might give it to him. If any children touch you, they'd get it.
Could they stay home from school?
Well, they'd have to stay home from school if you gave them the measles.
Then I won't give it to them for nothing.
What?
I'll charge them a nickel a field.
Don't make light of this, Snooks. I might even have to get somebody to watch you. Maybe a trained nurse.
Will she do trick?
No. Snooks, I want you to take one of these pills.
No, I don't
They're only aspirin.
I don't want it.
Oh, please, dear. They'll make you feel better. Look, if you take one, I'll take one, too.
All right. Well, you take yours first.
Okay. Now, here's two pills. Now, watch. I'll swallow one. There. I've swallowed it. What's the matter?
That's the one I wanted.
Oh. You must take one of these, Snooks. Now, here.
No. No, I ain't going.
Well, Snooks! You knocked the whole box out of my hands.
Okay.
Now I've got to crawl under the bed. Well!
Hello, Mr. Higgins. Here's your aspirin.
Come out from under that bed, you interloper.
Yes, sir.
Why is it I always catch you under my daughter's bed?
Well, you didn't catch me yesterday.
Yesterday? How long have you been here?
Well, don't holler at him, Daddy. Look at his face.
I don't care about... Good heavens. He's got it, too.
Yeah.
Do you feel sick, Red?
Oh, terrible sick, Mr. Higgins. My temperature's 409.
Yeah.
What?
Move over, Snooks.
Yeah, come on.
Now, wait a minute. I'm going to get the doctor over here right away.
Bring a tray nice for Red, too, Daddy.
Oh, I feel awful sick.
Well, lie on the couch. I'll get you a drink, son.
No, get me a hot dog, please.
Yeah, and bring me some Tootie Pop, Daddy, because I'm sick, too.
And, I think I could stand a little ice cream. Maybe a chocolate sundae with walnuts, Mr. Higgins.
Yeah, and fudge.
Yeah.
The children are delirious.
Yeah.
Now, don't move. I'll bring some water from the bathroom.
I think we fooled them, Red.
Yeah.
You think I can sneak...
Oh! Watch this in the bathtub!
You found Robespierre.
Oh, good night, all.
What did you fiends do to my baby? You've cut all his hair off. His head looks like a billiard ball.
Snook Center, Mr. Higgins.
Yeah, but you painted a number on the top.
Tyler! You cut the child's hair and put him to sleep in the tub. If you both didn't have the measles... Wait a minute. Let me see those spots.
Don't touch me, Daddy. You'll catch it.
I won't catch anything. Just as I thought. Lip rouge.
Well, it looks like we'll catch it now.
You can both say that again.
All right. It looks like we'll...
Quiet!
Catch it.
Turn over, both of you.
Are you going to do it with two hands again?
Turn over. This time I'm going to use a bed slat.
Yes, Daddy. Yes, sir.
Hey, Red.
Yeah?
I bet your nickel I'll holler louder than you will.
It's a bet.
All right, here we go.